I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A UNICEF ambassador says Guatemala is one of the worst places in the world for a kid to live. Why? Amy Norton of Orphan Outreach says the country has the second highest murder rate of children in the world. In the first 2 months of 2015, nearly 900 kids went missing. So what's being done to help?
We helped start a Guatemala Orphan Care Alliance, which is trying to bring together these pastors, training the pastors, helping them address the issue by giving them the tools through Bible studies, through education. We're going to be doing some videos that are going to go all over Guatemala.
Persecution remains a problem for India. According to a global human rights report released by the U.S. government, violence based on religion is one of India's top challenges of 2014. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Prime Minister Modi was a long-term member of the RSS, a Hindu nationalist party.
Every single Indian should be a Hindu. That's kind of their bedrock philosophy. So Prime Minister Modi, when he came to power, brought that sort of ideology with him, and it basically set a tone that the government will not actively work to protect their religious freedom.
And remember the Chibok kidnappings in Nigeria in April of 2014? Well, now reports are saying the girls have been brainwashed into service by Boko Haram. Allegedly, they're being forced to torture and sometimes punish or kill other captives on behalf of the militants. Although these claims remain unconfirmed, Open Doors workers think it's in line with Boko Haram practice. Helping these girls is limited by contact. So would you ask God to provide a way? There are other prayer needs, too, at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.